All right. Well, welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio. This is the last piece of the show for the day, and this is when we start taking text messages. So please feel free to reach out. You can text the word MOM to 474747 and send those questions over. I'd be more than happy to answer those for you. You guys just heard Steve talk about credit. I know I've got Heidi here with me in the studio now this morning.
Good morning.
I got her back. So you were sitting there and you were listening to Steve talk about credit. And, you know, I was telling people that it is just so important for them to make sure that they get that under control. I mean, there's such a huge difference in the interest rate that they get based on that credit score, the loan program that they get. And obviously, we work with everybody in every situation. So we don't want to discourage you from calling us if you have a lower credit score. But, you know, if you can get yourself into a program that can get that credit score up, there's definitely much better financial terms for you, financing terms with your loan when your credit score is higher.
Absolutely. We actually want to encourage you to call us. So if you do have that lower credit score, we can help you maybe reach out to Steve and help you to get that better credit score so that maybe we can get you into that right program and that better interest rate.
Yeah. And it makes a big difference too. Even for example, with, you know, a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, a conventional loan option, we run a decision through Fannie and Freddie directly, and we're looking for the answer of approve or, you know, not approved.
Right.
And a lot of times when you've got the right algorithm, the right credit, the right everything is just in place, we'll get appraisal waivers where we don't even have to charge you for an appraisal. So even what you could possibly see and what your fees would be, the points you'd pay, you know, everything is really revolves around that credit as that first piece in the mortgage process. So very, very important. If you guys want to talk to Steve, like I said earlier in the show, all you've got to do is text me and just say Credit Cowboy or Steve Altonian. So text the word MOM to 474747 and I will get you put together with him. You want to ask credit questions, I'll make sure that he gets those answered for you so that you've got the right answers. But really, I can't encourage that enough. So this is the time of the show, though, that Heidi's going to start reading some text messages to me. Are you ready?
I think we're ready, as long as I get to read them and you get to answer them.
I'm going to answer them. All right. So let's shoot. Let's do the first one.
All right. All right. The first one. Can you cover for me with the VA loan versus conventional? So it's a three-part question.
Ooh, okay. All right.
So first part.
Okay.
VA loan versus conventional.
Okay.
What is the going rate for VA with decent credit?
Okay.
And what fees do I save with a disability for VA loan?
Okay. Very good. I like all of those questions. That was fantastic.
I love it.
So the difference between a VA and a conventional loan. So a VA loan is actually from the VA directly. It's a government backed based program. And you do have to be a veteran to get a VA loan. VA loans are different than conventional in the loan to value that it will allow. So it will allow you to go up to 100% of the value of your home, regardless of whether you're trying to cash out and do a refinance or whether you're purchasing with zero down. So the loan to value guidelines are going to be better with the VA loan than they would be with a conventional loan. Another piece of the puzzle that is different from VA to conventional is the mortgage insurance. So if you have less than 20% equity with a conventional loan, you will typically pay mortgage insurance or need to look at a different option to avoid the mortgage insurance, such as buying it out or what we call as lender paid mortgage insurance. So there is mortgage insurance on a conventional loan when there is less than 20% equity in the property. Again, regardless of whether it's a purchase or a refinance. With the VA, there is no mortgage insurance monthly. So you're getting a loan up to 100% of the value of the home, and you're not going to pay monthly mortgage insurance. Now, one of the things that is different between a VA loan and a conventional loan is that there is an upfront funding fee, and that is something that the VA charges. It's not the lender. It's not me. It's not, no matter who you go to, whether it's me, a big bank, or another mortgage company, we all have to charge the same. It's a guideline or, you know, a fee that is charged by the VA, and it is called a funding fee. Now, that funding fee is financed into your loan balance, so you don't have to come out of pocket with that money, but there is no funding fee or upfront mortgage insurance fee or anything like that with a conventional loan. So that would be one of maybe the upsides of a conventional. One of the upsides of a VA is that the VA will typically give you better interest rate than a conventional conventional loan would. So lots of differences, but I would definitely say if you have VA eligibility, that is definitely the program to use and to work with. It far exceeds what you can get on a conventional loan. And it is set up that way. You know, you are a veteran, you have served your country, and you deserve to get the very best financing offered. And so definitely if you have that eligibility, that would be the direction that I would push you as we're talking on the phone and determining what your best bet is. Now, what are the benefits of him or her, whoever it was that sent this, you know, if you are considered disabled with the VA. So I just talked about the funding fee. The funding fee is waived when you are considered disabled by 10% or more from the VA. So if you have that disability, you know, that's been decided or the decision of, you know, you are disabled, approved by the VA, then that funding fee that I just talked about would actually be waived and you would not have to pay that or finance it into your loan balance. So it's a pretty big savings. So think of it this way, the average funding fee for a first time buyer using their VA is 2.14% of the loan amount. So let's say that you're getting a loan amount of $500,000, which is kind of an average loan size for California. You're talking about over $10,000 in funding fee that would be financed, but still over $10,000 that is being completely waived when you are considered disabled. So huge, huge benefit to those disabled veterans that the VA has offered to do that. So I think I answered every question. Yeah,
the hardest question, I think, which is almost impossible to answer, right?
Is the interest rate.
Interest rate.
That's right. I forgot about that piece. Interest rate. Yes. Mm-hmm. So the interest rate is really based on you and your scenario. So what is your credit score? What is the loan size that you're getting? A $500,000 loan amount is going to have a higher interest rate than a $300,000 loan amount. Your credit score will also be a factor in what that interest rate is that we give you. So it's not something that I can really do here at the studio and on air, but I can tell you that interest rates for VA loans are very, very low. I have quoted them as low as 3.25%, and I've quoted them as high as, you know, 4.25%, depending on the person and their scenario. One more benefit to the VA loan that the is different from a conventional is the credit score guideline. So you can get into a VA loan with a much lower credit score than you can with a conventional loan. So conventional does require that you have at least a 620 or better credit score, where the VA doesn't actually have a minimum credit score guideline. It's just whether or not the algorithm of the computer system, when we run that decision, will give us that automated approval or not. So we've seen them, what, Heidi, as low as 520 be approved? 515. We've had a 515 get approved on a VA loan. So definitely, if you've thought about buying, you didn't think you could, you were concerned about your credit, number one, we just talked to Steve about credit, and he'd be a great guy to reach out to at least get yourself back on track. But number two, there's a good chance that we can still help you. So definitely give us a call if you guys have any questions. You guys can keep texting us. Text the word MOM to 474747. Go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com. Everything you need to contact us is there, right at mortgagemomradio.com.
And never be shy about it, right?
No.
We've seen everything. Everybody has been there. And, you know, it never hurts to reach out and see what we can do.
No, absolutely not. So what do we do? What do we got?
Next one. I love this one. This one's great. And I have to mention this because you'll understand why in a second, but Deb had mentioned that in her text, she can't see emojis, she can't see
anything like that.
So I'm prefacing this. Okay. I love listening to you and have never had the courage to reach out. My husband and I haven't owned a home since 2008 when everything tanked. We've been renting and want to buy, but are struggling. I'm a teacher and my husband is an independent contractor making commission only. Very hard. Which type of loan should we look for and how much money would we need to save in order to buy? I'm sick of not owning my own home. Cry face emoji. Thanks for the help. Hugs and kisses.
Oh, that was so sweet.
I love it. I love it.
And I love that she gave us what those emojis would have been that she would have put
I
in there.
Too. That's why I had to say that.
That's awesome. So, you know, thank you so much for reaching out. I don't know, you know, your name, obviously. And, you know, one of the first things that I would do is I would respond to this text message and I would ask for her email address so that we could actually get a little bit deeper in conversation about her situation. There's a lot going on there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the fact that he's an independent contractor means he's probably getting a 1099. So we would have to see tax returns to see what he's claiming in income, how much is he writing off. So what income is he actually going to be able to utilize towards qualifying. She's a teacher, which is fantastic. She's probably got very stable income, so that's great. They haven't owned a home since 2008, so right now they'd actually be considered first-time buyers. So there might be some down payment assistance programs that would be available if we've got enough income there to get them qualified. So again, I'd have to get pretty deep into the conversation with them. What is their credit score? Because that also is going to determine whether those first-time buyer down payment assistance programs would be available. But also the fact that he is an independent contractor and he's 1099, we've got the opportunity to do a bank statement program. So maybe he's writing off a lot of expenses, but we can actually take his last 24 months of bank statements and see the deposits going in and utilize that income in that way versus doing, you know, the full doc with the tax returns.
Right.
Now that's going to require a little bit more down payment. The lowest down payment we have for one of those programs is 10% down. Depends on the sales price you're trying to get into, how much that you'd actually have to come up with out of pocket, but lots of options for her. Yeah. And my first text message back would be to get her email address so that me and her can just get a little bit deeper into her situation.
But I think what I'm hearing is there's a lot of options.
There's
a lot of options. Yeah. So definitely, I'm so glad she reached out to you.
Yes.
And truly a ton of options that she probably didn't even realize were out there for her.
Right. And just like I said a little bit earlier in the show, you know, if your goal is to buy something, you know, by a particular date, if you don't reach out soon enough, we can't create the game plan. So if I can't see her income to know whether we've got to do bank statements or we can do full doc, then I can't tell her how much money she's going to need down payment. If I don't know her credit score and I don't know how much her income is, I can't tell her if she'd qualify for down payment assistance. So, you know, you've really got to reach out in advance. Maybe they don't have anything saved, but they really want to buy a home, you know, within the next 12 months. And maybe they need the bank statement program and they need the 10% down. So now they know that they've got to get on a path to start saving that money, or maybe they've got a 401k they could draw from.
Right.
So many things that we could get into to see what could we do for her.
Right. Well, the difference with you and a lot of other people that do lending is you're not a just now.
No.
Right?
No.
You work with people for the future.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's what we're here for. That's what you're here for. So I think it's great.
Yeah. I have a lot of clients that we've been working with for the last year, 2 years, yep. And getting them prepared and ready. And that's the whole name of the game. That's what Mortgage Mom Radio is all about.
Right. Exactly. All right. So we have another one.
Okay. Last one. Let's do the last one because then we got to wrap it up.
And this is perfect.
Okay.
For today's show, actually.
Okay.
I need to refinance my home, but I need help correcting an issue on my credit. Can you help?
Yes, I absolutely can. So the best way for me to help you, honestly, is to go to my website and click apply now, do the loan application so that I can actually run credit. I can see what's on the credit report, and then we can have a consultation and talk one-on-one about, is there anything that we can do immediately to increase that credit score to get you into a position to be able to finance? And if we can't do that, then I would get you off to Steve Altonian with Credit Loss Solutions and let him, you know, really go to town and start getting that credit repaired.
Perfect.
Yeah, good one. I love it. So hey guys, we're not leaving. We're here until the last call comes in, last text message comes in, last email comes in. Go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com. You can send us an email from there. You can call us, get the number right off the website. You guys can send us a text message, text the word mom to 474747. Send us your questions there, but we're not going home until everybody's been taken care of. So I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. It is going to be hot as blazes, so stay cool and do not go to the Great Wolf Lodge thinking you're going to get some relief there, because that is not the solution. But we'll be back next week.
Bye.
JMG Financial is licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, license 41DBO46011, Arizona number 0943949, Tennessee 184177, Texas 167867. Interest rates and products are subject to change without notice and may or may not be available at the time of loan commitment or lock-in. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Debbie Marcoux, California license DBO 237926, Arizona 0941504, Tennessee 184373.